The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. As much of Europe remains under a strict lockdown amid the coronavirus pandemic, one country has stood out in taking a very different approach. Sweden has refused to impose such strict new laws, and its people have been permitted to work and travel. In the early days, it seemed as though Sweden may have got things right as the outbreak tore through Italy, Spain, and Britain. But infection rates are rapidly increasing in Sweden. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Instead of strict new laws, the Swedish government has asked citizens to take individual responsibility for social distancing. People over 70 and anyone feeling ill is asked to stay home. The theory behind Sweden's approach, sustainability.
And I think the Swedish strategy has proved to be sustainable. I mean, we get figures now that people are actually increasing their adherence to our advice, not decreasing. This is very difficult to stop a lockdown.
So, has it worked?
Ultimately, the death toll in Sweden right now is the highest per capita in Europe as of this week. And the experience of their neighbors hasn't been as severe. So I think if you look at Denmark, which has taken a very different approach, a very strong lockdown early, they really got out in front of their outbreak. They've been testing significantly more than Sweden. They've been able to relieve a lot of their social distancing quicker.
Almost half of Sweden's deaths have occurred in elderly care homes. Outside Sweden's parliament, victims' relatives have made a memorial to loved ones who they say died without help.
Why didn't protect the citizens by closing the borders, by protecting the people against epidemics?
Experts say it is too early to tell who has got it right.
We're relying on some historical experience, some modeling, but to an extent, all countries are kind of experimenting with different methods of safely opening up, and I think we have to be very careful and try to learn from one another.
The economic damage in Sweden could be less severe, but the human toll may far exceed neighbouring countries. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Thank you for being with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Please visit us next week and keep in touch with what's happening in the world at voanews.com and our many digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.